I'm sorry, what's the title again?
Island of Lost Souls.
Yeah, I'm trying to I'm trying to keep that phone away from death.
The phone has been like, you know, I mean, there's been several times in my life where I've taken the phone and just tore it out of the wall and cut the cord and thrown it away. You know, because I just, there was too much karma in that fucking phone. Too many people with AIDS dementia calling me in the middle of the night screaming out of their minds, and too many people, you know, I mean, it just haunted me, you know. So there's, I collect old telephones and use them in my pieces. This one, that particular, so there's a lot of different stories here, torn out of the wall kind of thing, you know, that have to do with people dying of HIV. Beautiful, intelligent boys who went and fucking insane, who'd show up at my house at 2 or 3 in the morning, pounding on the door, screaming crazy, and, you know, my neighbors would call the police, and, like, you know, and I could never, it was a real struggle dealing with AIDS dementia for a while. And then also I see them repeating themselves. The stories are repeating themselves. All these 20-year-olds are coming back to me. I look in their eyes and see people that I used to know that died. I can do the math and figure out these could be the people coming back to me that were my people that died 19 years ago. You know, why would I meet young people who walk up to me that we know each other's stories and we have all these things in common and I become thick as thieves with them, you know. I mean, I think it's people that I know coming back, you know.
Wow.
And I tell people that too.
And how do they react when you say that?
Well, they're not used to having much enjoyable attention from any adult, you know. So they think I'm a little nuts, but they're drawn to this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, young bad kids, especially real criminal druggy kids, love this stuff. You know, if I take a piece and set it out in Woodland Park, they start coming out of the woodwork to, you know, gather around, like, you know. And this piece is going to be a tough sell. But teratoma is the terrible twin. Teratoma is the boil on your shoulder that gets bigger and you lance it and it's got teeth and hair inside of it. That's what a teratoma is. It's an undeveloped twin that becomes an internalized monster. So, this is teratoma. This is about madness and dementia and drug addiction and HIV/AIDS. And I'm taking it all the way back to Africa from the origins of HIV/AIDS. Blood diamonds and oil revenues and conspiracy theories of international conspiracies surveillance and all these motion detectors, and it's like a piece of paranoia and madness.